Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Does anyone still believe in the Heat? I've been telling you all along that the Nuggets were probably going to win the championship.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
Maybe a little bit.
Jay, man.
I ain't going to let him do that, Key.
No, man, I'm talking about this Pat Costello guy. I just can't.
What, Key? I can't hear you.
I said I can't with this Pat Costello guy.
What happened with Pat?
What did Pat do now?
Well, I was through the break, and I told you, you know, if I had your hands, I'd cut mine off because you got a better hand than me, right? You're a guy. Pat goes, why would you cut your hands off? You could just cut his and keep yours.
No, that's not. No,
you're butchering it. No, I'm not.
I said if you already had his hands, how would you cut your own off? Your own hands
with
off.
His hands.
You'd already have them.
Yeah, but maybe they're not on yet. You gotta cut yours off to
that's
put them on.
That's a valid point, Key. That's a valid follow-up question.
I also, thought Key was going to say not. Pat didn't
I'm
read him his Miranda rights.
So also, how would you cut off both of your hands?
After
you cut the first one off, you're in trouble cutting off the second one.
Yeah, how do you do both hands at the same time?
But if your hands are better than mine and the whole thing is, hey, bro, I wish I could be you in a way.
That's
sometimes.
But that's
like,
what I tried to explain.
If I could get
Pat
your
dummy,
hands, I cut. I don't even
let me,
need
let me
mine.
Try to explain
I
this to Pat.
I don't want you to explain anything to him, Max.
Last point.
I want to speak his language for a second. Pat, the idea, I think, is if you could have those other hands, you would agree to have yours cut off and replaced by the other hands. You were taking it to, even if you take it that literally, you're not going to do the surgery yourself, Pat.
I agree, which is why I said it should be, if I could have your hands, I'd cut mine off.
See?
Not if I had your hands.
What we're not going to do is gentrify the
I was literally about to, I'm glad you said that, Yates, because here they are again trying to do something. You want to take that too now, huh?
And now the rent is too high for you to afford this argument anymore.
I'm just trying to make this hand surgery grammatically correct as well.
Sorry, Yates, but...
You guys are a mess.
No, Jay, no. Ain't no you guys.
Max, that's a little bit above.
That's the first thing I told Pat. First thing I told Pat is here we go again. I can't even have my own saying.
Can't, no.
Nope. Can't, not entitled to your own sayings.
Appropriate everything.
Just asking the logical questions here.
Now, right? Come on, man. Like, come on, Pat. Let us hold something.
Come on, Pat. Come up with your own stuff.
Damn. I mean, Juneteenth is around the corner, Pat. I mean, like,
we need to take off for that. By the way, we I don't know if y'all put it in. We should take off for that.
Oh, I'm already. Come on, man.
Keep it funky.
Jay, as the person who picked the Heat on this show,
Max? Don't get nervous. We're only 2 minutes in. Frank ain't calling.
Max,
Jay, as the person who picked the Heat, are you still on the Heat bandwagon, or are you finally getting off the Heat bandwagon?
No. Do we have the sound of when Max said from the beginning of the show that he would take the Heat in seven?
Never mind that. Let's not look backward. Let's look
everybody
forward.
Everybody was coming at me because I said the Nuggets in a sweep, and now it's looking like a gentleman's sweep.
Let's concentrate
on the future.
And
now Max is trying to pivot
Jay.
Like he always does.
Jay, I like to
look
toward
the future.
Jay, I think
what you were trying to say is – no, Max, that's what you said.
All right, look, I thought that the Heat, they were focused and that – the Nuggets were favored for a reason by a substantial amount, but
Max,
the Heat would pull off a giant upset.
You messed up.
Everything had to go their way, but the fates were smiling on them. Luck is the residue of design, and it would break their way. And after game two, I was feeling good. They got a split in Denver. They got a split on the road.
You messed up, man. It's all right. Jay's the expert on the basketball. Man, sometimes you just got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to listen. True. That's why I listen.
Yes.
And made sure to let everyone out there know that the Heat are going to play in at least four games.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was listening
to him.
You
didn't say at least four. You said
wasn't hearing him. I was listening.
I think he said at least.
He said four
or
fewer.
At least. No,
and in fact, Jay got it right. He told us it was going to be Memphis or the Nuggets or OKC or the Lakers or the Clippers or the Celtics.
A lot of Denver fans have been recognizing. I've been on Denver since last year. Hmm. It's only the people that I work with. Not Key, because Key listens. You, Max, who you don't hear or listen.
I'm sorry, what, Jay?
See?
No, he hears. He doesn't listen.
Does he hear?
Yeah, for sure he hears.
Wait, is it? Max is
a selective hearing guy. He's faking you out like he don't know this. Oh, I don't know. I don't hear you. What are you saying? He hears every single word.
Look,
every single word.
Max is the master of the pivot.
Max is a fake hearing guy. He fakes you out like, oh, I don't know this, but he hears every single word. Every single word.
You call that a pump fake, Max. That's why you got to be careful with Max.
Did I get it right? Yeah, Max, did I get it word perfect?
You got it word perfect. Not dude perfect, word perfect.
Pump faker.
So the issue with the Heat, can they get one at this point? Can they win game five?
They already have got one. They got one.
No, at this point, though, can they force a game six? That's really the question. Can they win one at Denver? You know, it's funny because usually an overmatched team, if they at least get the one, people are like, all right, it's respectable they got the one. But, like, when the Sixers beat the unbeatable Lakers in 01, that Lakers team was as good a team as you ever want to see. They had two of the very greatest players ever in their primes together who were perfect complements, especially in that day and age, the way basketball was played, in Kobe and Shaq, right? And they weren't losing. They were undefeated in the playoffs. They were destroying everyone. And the fact that AI got that one on the road was, you know, after that, it's like, look, they're overmatched.
Say that again.
So you still believe that Miami can win, in other words?
What I'm saying is, you really feel that way.
I'm going to ask you just to re-clarify something. Mm-hmm. You just said AI got you one where?
On the road.
Oh.
That's what I'm leading to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The fact is that the Nuggets the Sixers already got one, but it wasn't Jimmy Butler getting them that one. It was a total team effort. As you said earlier, Jay, 2-1-1, your best player gets you two, your second best player gets you one, and the role players get you one, and you can win a series. Jimmy's gotten you none so far. Not as the great Jimmy Butler we saw with the cape on earlier in the playoffs. Now that they've gotten one with the role players, can Jimmy get you one on the road? If he can be Superman, you got a game six at home.
The problem, the way I see it, though, Jay, unlike Boston Heat, Boston was down 3-1. But they were the better team. So they, you know what I'm saying, they could scratch and claw and fight back. And remember, I kept saying all they need to do is get one. If they get one, then they make and get two. Then they possibly get three. The problem that you have here from my eyes is Miami's not the better team. And they're down 3-1. Where right. The Nuggets, if the Nuggets were down 3-1 to Miami, I'd say the same thing that I said about the Celtics against Miami. It ain't over because the better team could do like that. I don't feel like the Miami Heat can do like that.
I think that's right. You know, like the if they would have stolen one of those two games where they were losing and they, by the way, they were beaten soundly, but there were times in the third quarter where you were like, in both games that the Heat just lost, where you're like, oh, wait a minute. And then they would turn the ball over or a guy would hit a shot. It's just the other team's got too much talent and the Heat basically can't. This is what Floyd Mayweather used to say when he fought someone. Don't make no mistakes. Right, because everyone makes mistakes, but he's going to make fewer than you. The Heat are not in a position where they're allowed to make a mistake, but inevitably they've made them.
Well, so think about the last series. Caleb Martin was averaging 19.3 points per game against Boston. He's averaging 6.5.
Yeah.
Right? Gabe Vincent has 9 points on 3 of 16 shooting over the last two games. Okay? Max Strus has had 14 in game two and then a total of 3 points total. Total the other three games. Two donuts. Two games as a starter in the NBA Finals with 0 points.
Can't happen.
So, understanding all that, I hear what Jimmy Butler talks about, getting other people involved. You need other people to come to the party for your team to have a chance to win. But it starts with you. It starts with you setting the tone. It starts with you being super aggressive. It starts in a game five closeout scenario where you need a prolific performance in order to keep your team alive. And if you're a Miami Heat fan, that's all you can ask of your star player. But you got to show up tonight. And people don't want to hear about injuries. People don't want to hear about being outmanned. People don't want to hear about Aaron Gordon being 6'8", being physically overpowering to you. No excuses. This is what it is. You got your team here. Keep your team alive. That's what it is tonight. And that's tonight's going to test the heart of the Miami Heat team. But I'm not saying they're going to have to get over the hump.
They showed a ton of heart just to get here.
I understand that. But,
and get a win.
But, Jay, what if he comes to the party and the rest don't, though?
Then that's where it is. But you want to see your star player swing going down.
Isn't that the point, though, Key?
What if he comes and he gives them a game on both ends of the floor, but the rest of the – role players don't come to the party.
Then everybody knows what time it is. I mean, we already know what time it is, but I have a lot more respect. I mean, I have respect for them regardless. Regardless of win or lose tonight. Even if they get swept, gentlemen sweep, I still have respect for the Miami Heat. But it almost like you want to see them have a fighter's chance, Max. You want to see them go down swinging with you seeing Jimmy Butler raise the level tonight.
But isn't that what Key just brought up? I think, Key, that's the reason Jay is saying Jimmy's got to have a big game because the role players may or may not show up, right? But Jimmy Butler has the ability to show up big. And rather than...
Oh, my goodness. We have found the lost video. There's lost footage of you, Max.
Okay, let's see.
No, can we play it?
Yeah, what y'all did
can
now,
we play
man?
It? I just want to make sure the world hears it. Let's run it.
Jay, would you?
Yeah. Come on, that man. Sounds... That's AI simulating my voice, B.
Oh, that's Chappy.
That's it. Come on, man.
You
can't trust
AI
that.
Can I hear that again?
That's a deep fake right there.
Oh, you said yeah. Uh-huh. Pretty
deep fake.
So you don't believe you don't believe they can win in seven anymore, Max?
Nah.
Okay. Why? Never mind.
They can't be down.
Gotta go to break.
Key, let me explain this to you. If the better team is down 3-1, it's probably not going to happen, but maybe. Key, if you learn nothing working with me except this fact, I hope this stays with you. But if the lesser team, the worst team, is down 3-1, come on, man, it's a wrap. All right, got it, everybody?
You just took what I said and just used it.
Maybe
I said that about Boston, and then you just flipped it.
I just hope you remember that.
Packaged it up and put it in its own words.
See, you have my permission to use that on other shows. What do the Nuggets need to do to close it out?
Benji was right.
Hey, speaking of lost footage, we found some of Key's weekend. KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80, and you can download the podcast if you missed any of the first 2 hours. What do the Nuggets need to do to close it out? We're going to get to that in a second. Key, apparently, you were at the Mandy's? What are the Mandy's?
Mandy Awards. Oh, yeah, I was there Saturday. After the birthday party, I went to the Mandy Awards. It's an award show. ESPN 710 here in L.A. puts on an award show. It was founded a couple years ago. Chris Morales and... he kind of came up with this idea, and it's an award show to, you know, for the fans. Basically, all the fans come out who, not all of them, but I want to say it was probably, I don't know, 1,500 in the audience, maybe a little bit more.
Wow.
And all the talent. So it's an award show for all of the talent that appears on 710 ESPN.
Why haven't I gotten a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Mandy's yet?
No one. It's not about you, Max.
Anyway. But it is. I was the greatest talent in the history of that town on the radio, and no in Mandy Award.
History of
all
that
right,
town.
Chick Hearns. I get it. Look, check this out, though. So it's an award for best host, best show. You know, just all the different categories. And we had it on Saturday at the Commerce Casino in L.A. Jay, it was fun though. It was a fun. It was a fun night.
So they had me do the intro video.
I saw it.
And they were like, by the way, his intro video is going to be right off you guys playing 101 in Cameron Indoor Stadium. I'm like, oh, y'all trying to set key up already.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. No, but it seemed like it was going to be a good time.
It was a good time. Michael Thompson, you know, him and I had a bunch of jokes. I didn't know I was such a great comedian, but yeah, he was talking.
I was such a great comedian.
Oh, he said something, and it just came out. I was like, well, you know what? Backing up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, because he was talking about winning one or something like that. Oh yeah, it was fun. It was a good deal. You can find it on ESPN.
What do you have to wear, like when you're hosting?
Great question.
What do
Jay.
You wear?
We have the video.
You wear what you want to wear.
Really?
Well, let's see the
you
video.
Be who you are,
really?
Not like somebody wants you to be. That's the problem with society.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Come on in.
Guys, it's TV's Clinton Yates. Okay, what's going on?
TV's Key.
Hey, man. It's good to see you. Who are you wearing?
It's all custom. Again,
it's all custom.
It's right.
Custom. Shout out your designer.
Custom.
Oh, you got Nelson Mandela on his t-shirt. That's what's
100%.
All right.
Why not? I figured.
This is your hands.
Let
see the arms.
Be the rich guy, right. And me look the guy I snuck in.
Keyshawn apparently forgot his jacket somewhere. So
oh, really? The blazer is misplaced.
We're looking for it.
At least that's what I told him.
Listen, when you're Keyshawn, when you're the number one overall pick, when you're LA's native son, okay, you can do this. I can't do it, but Keyshawn can do whatever he wants. He's our morning man, right, Key?
And on top of that, Clinton,
yes. My
shoes alone cost more than his suit.
Hey, no, show off the shoes.
And look at that.
There it is. Oh, you said Oh-huh? I'm the only person here who can pronounce that correctly.
It looked like a Sharpie, huh?
Looked like you did it the other day.
So I don't know what shoes you were wearing, Key, but it seemed like you had on some gray trousers, right?
The YSL, yeah, little gray trousers.
And a Nelson Mandela long sleeve black t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah,
Travis
writing
like
on the sleeves.
A full suit with the shades on, with the pocket hanky out.
That was Morales.
Is that off-white or something? What's all the writing on the sleeves?
Oh, that's just, I forgot, it was a scripture from Nelson Mandela, but I forgot what exactly it says on it.
What, Yates, you got mad? I called them trousers. What are they called?
Yeah, call them pants.
They're just pants.
Yeah, but Jay, I wasn't even. I was going to get Jay on the trousers, but I didn't even feel. I'm just like,
fine.
Jay's from the 1930s all of a sudden.
He's a country.
Will you
club
pick
dude.
Up your trousers?
I'm just saying, I would like, you
what
know.
What kind of pantaloons are those?
Yeah, you got to come dress if you're the host of a show.
No, you don't. That's the problem. They tell you that's what you have to do. Look at Yates. Look at Clint Yates.
He's not
nice
hosting
sweater.
The award show.
It does not matter.
He's got a nice sweater
on.
He has a nice white cable knit.
Yeah.
Look, this is our Oscars.
You're wearing a t-shirt that you will wear to the beach.
No, I'm
after
wearing
you
what I would
Yates
wear.
Yates looks
no
like he's going to a white party, though. Look, he's all white.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not there to appease what people say you should do. I'm me.
Ooh, what a rebel.
What a rebel. See, that's Pat. See?
Yeah, it's Pat.
Pat, you really been rubbing Key the
wrong way, man. Ain't got nothing to do with no rebel. It's something to do with what I want to do, not what you want me to do. That's the problem with you people.
Look, Key,
Pat, who's you people?
Key, I would really like to cut my hands off for yours. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. How? In what order would you like to do that? Can you explain how you would phrase that, Pat Costello?
Yeah, left hand, I'd cut that one off first, and then I'd get the ER and cut off the right.
Right, no, you got to cut off the left hand, then take the other hand and put it on first, right, Pat? Then you can cut off the right hand, and then with the left hand, you could put the other hand on. That's how Pat wants to do it.
Very technical.
But you know what, though? Next year, Jay and Max, you guys should to come out for the Mandy's, and it's fun. It's a fun little deal.
Yeah, 710 LA, I say it all the time. That's a great station. I had a great time at that place. Great time.
Jay? Yeah, God. Yeah. It was fun, though. I can just
it
tell you
like
that.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. It was. It
Max,
was
you didn't get nominated?
Videos.
Max didn't get nominated
It's outrageous.
For any,
I should have a life. I'll show
awards.
Up. Listen,
Max,
this is how you do it, Key. This is why you didn't
Max
win any awards. If they want me to show up,
anything.
I'll show up. I need a Lifetime Achievement Award from the station, and I'll show up. See?
Yeah. Mason and Ireland were nominated for several things. Michael Thompson,
great
myself,
show.
Ramona Shelburne, Travis Rogers, Slee, Sedano, took home an award. Producers took home some awards.
Mm-hmm.
Producer of the year, that sort of stuff.
Did Steve Mason win anything? I know he says he does it for the hardware.
He says that's why he does
TV and radio for the hardware, for the awards.
Did it for something, but if you'd have saw what he was wearing, you'd have been proud of me for what I had on.
Because
whatever he was wearing, he got dressed in the dark in a closet.
Yeah, slovenly is the best word to describe what he wears.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, we used to, because Mason in Ireland would come on right before Max and Marcellus, so we'd do crosstalk as they do on that station. And, yeah, we had a ball. That whole place is like a party all day long on the air. All right. What do the Nuggets need to do to close it out? What do they need to do? Anything special, Jay? Mike Malone, you heard on the sound coming in. Coach is like, we have to close out, basically ignore the distractions, right? Oh, they're so great. He said, we haven't done anything yet. We still have another game to win. Are they going to get it done? How do they get it done?
I mean, they need to do the same thing they've been doing the last couple of games. You stay home on shooters. You make guys like Gabe Vincent and Max Strus pretty much seem as if they're not on the court, right, by contesting shots. You stay at home. You need Aaron Gordon to have the same sense of urgency on Jimmy Butler, knowing that this is a closeout game, that he's going to try to be aggressive. And offensively, you need to continue what you've been doing. It's a read-and-react offense. Regardless of whatever Miami throws at them, to stay poised and dominate. That's where Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon and company, they dominate you with points in the paint, get into the free throw line. And even when Jokic got in foul trouble in game four, Aaron Gordon attacked the rim. And as you're showing on ESPNU right now, a lot of points in the paint, that's where they have their advantage to a smaller, outmanned Miami Heat team.
Yeah, it's a lot when, you know, Jokic seems to me to have an effect, guys, like, when LeBron is on a team and he has his ace with him, right? He has another real player with a real top level player with him. Suddenly a guy starts to hit a shot. J.R. Smith hits a corner three and you go, well, if J.R. Smith's going to hit that, there's nothing you can do, right? But that's LeBron's influence on a game. If his role players show up, it's a wrap. Seems like that's the case with Jokic when he's got a guy like Murray. Anyone else gives you something, you just kind of throw up your hands. But Aaron Gordon's not just giving you something. He's playing lights out both ends of the floor in game four. And KCP can hit big shots, and they got a lot. Is Saquon Barkley set up to miss some of this Giants season? KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
When he went no huddle and they started to make plays.
All the big games but light on time? Let us catch you up.
Definitely not fun ever playing against no huddle offense.
Let's run the no huddle.
Whether you huddle, whether you don't huddle, it still comes down to just the execution.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time for no huddle. Nuno.
All right, guys. Last night, Saquon Barkley had his football camp in. During that camp, he talked to the media. In it, he talked about his displeasure with stories about the negotiations.
Yeah, it's misleading for sure. I think I've came out and said that I want to be a Giant for life. I came out and said that I'm not trying to reset the running back market. So you know, for those reports to come out and try to make me look like greedy or whatever, that's not even close to being the truth, but it is what it is.
All right, two parts here. Does that sound like a guy that's actually, you know, going to show up in camp, and do they get a deal done before the start of the season?
I think it's a little bit of both, New. I think you got a guy who certainly is there for his teammates and wants to be there, but this is a business, and I think that the New York Giants understand it's the business, and this is the course of how you do business. And eventually, they'll get something done. It may go all the way up to the eve of the start, the first start date of training camp. I don't think it'll happen tomorrow. That's just the reality of it. But Saquon Barkley is right about one thing, I must say. You think about what people say, and you hear it all the time, and they use words to describe how you're feeling and what you're about when it's never the truth. But what I would say to Saquon Barkley, don't even pay no attention because you know who you are.
Saquon is the model citizen. He's the guy. Unfortunately, he doesn't throw the ball because he's what you want in a franchise quarterback. But he's a running back, and those guys don't get paid. And he's aware of this. He's not trying to reset the market, which, by the way, it would be his right to say, hey, I should be the top paid guy in the league, especially considering he's done what he's done so far behind mostly a terrible offensive line, right, most of his career, and a team with no receivers. So everyone knows what's coming, and he's fought through injury and all that stuff. Key part of it, too, about not paying the running back, it's not just the length of their careers and injury. People have a feeling like if you give them the money, it'll be different for a lot of athletes. But Saquon Barkley, I don't think you have to worry about that. Saquon is an internally motivated guy who I would feel very comfortable giving the money to as an organization.
All right. Late last week on Get Up, Teddy Bruschi was talking about Josh Allen and the fact that they haven't gotten over the hump. And here he is. Listen.
Josh Allen needs to do something. And I think the clock is ticking in Buffalo to where all the fans, they want a championship, and it's been a long time. I mean, making the playoffs one thing, but you've got Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow making Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls in the AFC. Josh Allen, he's really just hit a bunch of long foul balls in the playoffs. I mean, he looks great. I mean, there are highlight plays all over the place, but still, something impactful to give the city of Buffalo. I think this is the year Josh Allen has to show it.
So, and Key, I'll start with you. How many more years do the Bills have as they are constantly constructed, currently constructed, to get something done?
I would say two. I would say 2 years, this year and next year. And then you'll start to see Brandon Bean have to move some chess pieces around. What I would say about Teddy Bruschi is right. Josh Allen has to start to deliver big time. Obviously, he's gotten his team into the playoffs. They're on a nice run of winning the division. But those other teams, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, they're coming. They're not going to sit pat in this situation at all. And Josh Allen, now he graces the front cover of Madden. We push him up to become the MVP. We talk about he's the next thing, next, the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes. All of those sort of things. It's a lot of yeast that is put on the back of that jersey with that name Allen, and it's yet to come to fruition.
Yeah, Josh Allen, I think people recognize what they see. They're like, whoa, that arm is different, and he can run, and he's big and strong. And they just, you know, my eyes tell me Josh Allen is going to be a legend in the game. However, he's not in my top five quarterbacks, and everyone looks at me like I'm crazy, but I usually have him around six or seven. And everyone remembers that huge game he had against Patrick Mahomes, which they lost. And it was an incredible performance by both quarterbacks. But it's like there's this appetite for him to be the guy. You know, and meantime, Joe Burrow has done the stuff that they want Josh Allen to do. And then Jalen Hurts. Those are the guys really pushing Mahomes right now. So I agree with Teddy. Josh Allen's got to take the next step.
And this is the reason when you try to argue with me, Max, about the quarterback position, and I tell you, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Josh Allen. Even at the age, if it's 1 year, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I would pick guys over Josh Allen. I don't know if at this point Rodgers would be one of them. But look, we have a season. They're in the same division. They're both on strong teams. Let's see what happens.
All right, speaking of the AFC East, Robert Kraft was talking about his excitement for this upcoming year.
Excited to have football back. I liked our draft this year, and I hope that translates on the field. I know the guys are working very hard. I think we have the most difficult division in the NFL, the best balance of teams. All the other three teams are good, so we'll have our challenges, but I'm really hopeful about this team.
Key, can we pencil in the Patriots to finish last in their division this year?
I wouldn't pencil that in. I certainly wouldn't do it. Tom Brady doesn't play for them. Bill O'Brien is back in the fold. But it's a certain style that Bill Belichick wants to play. They got one of the top-rated defenses in the AFC Conference. They got Mac Jones paired with Bill O'Brien. They went out and got a certain style receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster. They're going to entertain DeAndre Hopkins. So you know what they're going to do offensively. Dink and dunk, screen game, all smoke and mirrors to make you think it's something totally different, a la early years of Tom Brady. Defense plays solid and sound. So I'm not ready to just say no.
I have a feeling something will go wrong for some other team in the division, and the Patriots won't finish dead last. That said, I don't see him finishing above third, and I don't see him making the playoffs. And, you know, that'll be season 10, no Tom Brady for Bill Belichick, still sitting on one playoff win.
Bill never coming on this show.
I can't help that. He can't take fair criticism. That's not my fault. I'm simply analyzing.
All right. Late last week, Frank Reich named Bryce Young QB1 for minicamps, and here was Bryce talking about that.
Coach was kind of just updating me on, you know, what was going to happen just, you know, for the continuity of practice the following week. And, you know, again, I trust the coaching staff here. Coach Reich, everyone here has been great to work with. It's been amazing playing for them. So, you know, really it was just to make sure that, you know, for things to go smoothly and everything. And, again, for me, I just show up to work. I trust the coaches. And, you know, the approach has been the same, just trying to do everything I can.
All right, quick two-parter on Bryce Young. Should he be the starting quarterback week one? Will he be the starting quarterback week one?
I think if you draft a guy that high and you think he's ready to play, then you put him out there. And he should be the starter week one based on default. The fact that you took him so high and you don't have a quarterback, Andy Dalton's there, but what is that really? What is that? Especially if you think you have a team and you don't love the division and you feel like the division isn't strong, even though I think the best team in the division is going to be a runaway in the New Orleans Saints. Some people don't feel that way.
I think he ought to start week one, and I've never questioned whether he'll play well. Key, I know you feel differently based on the size and the lack of, like, blazing speed. If you're going to be that size, you ought to be fast, right? And he's slightly built, all that stuff. But I never questioned that he'll be good if he's on the field. I think he will be. How do you stay on the field at that size? To me, it's just a ticking clock, right? A matter of time. Do they get him in week four, week seven? Does he make it through the season? And then it happens next year. And I knock wood, I hope I'm wrong, but that's always his level of performance. I'm you know, he's really, really good. All right. That's it. That's it for That's it. No huddle. We huddled a little bit, but it's called no huddle. All right, listen. Where have things gone wrong for the Miami Heat? That's the question. And Jay, when he feels it's not beneath him to come and sit down with us again, he has so many TV commitments, will come in and explain it to us. KJM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live. Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst with us now. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, guys.
What up, my man?
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Monica.
Well, hello, Kay. Okay. Key. Hi, Key.
Hello, Kay.
Hi.
So we've been talking all morning about the snowball's chance in hell that the Heat have of coming back in the series at this point. What are the odds, do you think?
I don't think they're going to come back. I do think they're going to win tonight. Hmm. So then that'll put the Nuggets on a red alert. Michael Malone will talk about their effort, and then they will go into the Kaseya Center on Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and handle business. I just don't think that, I think the Heat have too much pride, frankly, too much talent, too, to have back-to-back piss poor performances. Oops, can I say that? I can say that.
You just said it.
I did. Although, Jay, your idea that this is a tight ball game and they come up just short, there could be some reality to that as well. But I think the Heat are going to play much better.
You know, there's a basketball saying that you never miss two shots in a row, right? Like, you never want to have that happen whenever you're shooting, right? It's the same thing. Like, you never want to lose two games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've had two poor performances in a row.
Yeah.
Two games in a row, right? And you start to think that, if anything, here's the one thing I can say about Denver, and it's something that I kind of question their maturity in game four against the Lakers, where they had a chance to close it out. But this team also, I feel like at home, feeling like this is our moment, I don't think they're going to have like a sense of being lethargic when they come out.
Agreed.
I think there's going to be that sense of urgency, that pressure they're going to put on Miami to see, you have to come grab, you have to take this from us. And I wonder if Miami has enough in the tank to take one, actually.
Yeah, and that Friday night, they looked a step slow from the jump to me, right? And so I feel you on that. And I could be wrong. It's fine. I think they're going to dig real deep. And I think it'll be a good game, and I think they survive it.
Does Jimmy Butler have his game finally in the
finals? And here's the thing that I think we're hung up on, that, like, what's Jimmy's game to you? 40 and 10? Like,
he needs one Superman performance, yeah.
I just don't know
on
that.
On the road.
I just don't know that a Superman performance from Jimmy is going to look like we are accustomed to it looking.
Why? Because of Aaron Gordon?
Yeah, I think so Friday night in the press conferences, it was kind of crazy. You know, I'm sitting there just listening and taking it all in. And Aaron Gordon talks about how much he enjoys playing defense. And that's not new. But to Jay's point, if folks haven't been paying the Nuggets attention the past couple of seasons, like, you may have probably missed that. But I do think on this stage with this particular matchup, an opportunity to try different wrinkles multiple times because it's the same opponent, as is the nature of a series. Like, there's something happening, particularly in the last two games, for the Nuggets defensively. But I think if the energy, the effort, the defense is there from Jimmy, I think the scoring will come. I don't know that it'll be a gaudy performance, but Jimmy has been sincere, and I believe him when he says that he needs to be a playmaker. Because if Jimmy is attacking and can get the rest of those guys better looks at three, the three-point shooting that's a big swing in wins and losses is not necessarily Jimmy Butler. It's Strus, it's Vincent, it's Robinson. So I just think that he got a little more pride. The culture shows up.
Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I got them losing tonight, the Miami Heat. I got them flying back to Miami on a long trip, talking about what went wrong, why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? After tonight, we'll be having this conversation on shows tomorrow and everything. What would you say will have gone wrong for them?
Key, and I kind of hate this because I have a ton of respect for what they've been able to do. Like, their scouting department deserves all the kudos and the bonuses. They find guys that work. And I think while part of their supporting cast story is very much undrafted or G League, whichever you prefer, those are bona fide pros that have been to the Eastern Conference Finals. And a couple of them, I think, were with that team in the bubble that got to the finals. So they have experience as legitimate NBA players. But there comes a time, Key, where you got to look at a roster and you got to get...
Go ahead, say it.
The talent.
There you go.
And I Gabe, Max, all those guys, I covered Max when he was at DePaul, so that's a super special one for me, but, like, tons of respect. But the talent kind of finds its way.
You know, I'm reminded of Jay's cousin, David Tyree, catches the ball in the Super Bowl, greatest win ever against the undefeated Patriots, wins the Super Bowl, greatest play ever. Never caught another pass for the Giants. Like, in the NFL, they are brutal about the assessment of players year in and year out, and there's zero sentimentality. But the NBA is not exactly that way.
But Monica, you were talking about what Jimmy Butler needs to do, right? So listen to this. Seven players have averaged 25, five rebounds, and five assists in the playoffs for their career and have at least had 50 playoff games. Mm-hmm. First five names, MJ, LeBron, Jerry West, Steph Curry, and Giannis. Sixth is Jokic, and seventh is Jamal Murray. So like two players in the top seven who average those numbers. If you could take Jamal Murray out of the game, we mm-hmm. keep going back to this. Mm-hmm. He had 12 assists in the last game, right?
Zero turnovers.
So, like, he is the key cog. Jokic is going to get his. But once again, I'll state this. The energy that Jimmy Butler comes out the game with tonight on Jamal Murray, I think, sets a tone.
He's
got
to be to Jamal Murray as Aaron Gordon is to him, in other words. A bigger, stronger, defensively-oriented player.
What is unique about that is Jamal Murray is as cognizant and aware. Right. And so it's going to be fascinating to watch because I agree. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like a Jimmy Butler playoff Jimmy performance may not look like the 56 he put on the Bucks. Like it will not. I'm willing to put money on that. Right. But if he is causing that much disruption to Jamal Murray, who, again, the press conferences were so interesting on Friday listening to Denver, because Jamal is like, I envisioned being here. I worked to get back to this place. I'm not forcing it. I'm making the right plays. And that's what you saw. Like, he read the double teams perfectly on Friday night. He found his teammates. And so there is, like, both of them, in a way, are smart enough to make the right basketball plays, whatever that is going to dictate. I do wonder if this matchup between them gets particularly heated tonight. Does it become a little bit more of a force on Jamal's end in terms of reminding you that he's that dude, right, and the closer for this Nugget squad? But we'll see. Like, I think Jamal is fully prepared for that, and that is going to be what's required of Jimmy if they're going to pull this off.
I mean, so far in this series, and by the way, really, from what Jamal Murray did in the bubble, you can't say this is fluky for him in the playoffs. They're among the all-time great duos. The series that these two guys are having, very few duos have ever each played on this level through a final.
You know what Miami Heat team I want to see?
Uh-oh.
Do you remember when Markieff Morris hit Nikola Jokic? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when he hit him on a jump shot and then Jokic came from behind him and pushed? And like, you need to see that Miami Heat team that is ready to fight. Like, I'm not advocating fighting. You know what I'm talking about,
though,
Monica.
As Bam says, they got to be ready to operate in the mud.
Thank you. Exactly. Like, it needs to be that kind of tone set that, like, I'm going to knock you down. I'm going to run over you. I'll knock you down again. And this is the only way that we can survive. We have to fight. We have to beat you for it.
And if it's – I mean, Aaron Gordon having the game of his life Friday, too, right? Like, Caleb Martin, you've been prepared to be the P.J. Tucker. Like, you got to step all the way into this one in this do-or-die moment.
Yeah, it just feels like watching that game, game four – the Heat, because they're the less talented team, have zero margin for error.
It's true.
There were moments in the third quarter where you're like, oh, look at this. The lead's eight. It's about six. Here it comes. And Adebayo turns it over. Mm-hmm. Someone does something. You're like, well, you can't make any mistakes against this Nuggets team. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Monica McNutt, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN basketball analyst. You can see her on such hit shows as This Just In.
Yes.
2 p.m. Eastern here on ESPN. Handsome host. Monica, thank you, as always.
You didn't even compliment Monica. She's sitting right here next to you.
How well,
you
gonna compliment Monica, yourself? Come on, because you have
How
eyes.
Compliment yourself
she doesn't
first,
need the compliments.
Then compliment our guest.
Look at this in the yellow outfit.
I just got to get to the
this
end
is,
of the
this is,
man,
handsome host. Can't say handsome
well,
guest.
Not even. You know, like,
handsome guest.
It falls
Would you like to be referred
ears.
To as handsome?
I mean,
don't try to lean into that. Don't try to lean into that, Miss Q.
Monica knows she looks good. Everyone stop. Listen. Heat fans, you've been very quiet today. Plus, could CP3 be headed to the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, what?
KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.